USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The average price of an existing home is hitting an all-time high. The National Association of Realtors saying it hit $375,300 in March. That's a 15% jump from the previous year. Meantime, sales of existing homes dropped as mortgage rates rose. They fell by 2.7% in March. Mixed messages coming out of the Biden administration as the Justice Department says it will appeal the mask ruling if the CDC asks. This comes after a federal judge in Florida struck down the mask mandate for airlines, trains, subways, and buses. The judge, appointed by former President Donald Trump, says the CDC overstepped its authority by ordering and extending the requirement. Currently, it's up to each individual airline or airport to decide if masks should be required. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, Russia is saying no to another ceasefire agreement.
Russia rejected a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine that the United Nations Secretary General requested for the purpose of civilian evacuation during the Eastern Orthodox Holy Week leading up to Easter in Ukraine. Russia's deputy UN ambassador said the ceasefire request was not sincere. A Ukrainian commander says Mariupol is about to fall to Russian soldiers.
This is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. They have the advantage in the air, in artillery, in their forces on land, in equipment, and in tanks. We appeal and plead to all world leaders to help us. We ask them to use the procedure of extraction and take us to the territory of a third party state.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is $350 million. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie.
Have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Michiganders will have lots of choices when it comes to choosing the next governor of their state.
The 10 filings create a huge field for a primary electorate that will decide who challenges Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer in November. Candidates include conservative former TV host Tudor Dixon, self-funding businessmen Perry Johnson and Kevin Rinke, chiropractor Garrett Soldano, and ex-Detroit Police Chief James Craig. The candidates will be narrowed down when voters head to the polls on August 2nd for Michigan's primary. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Biden administration will no longer enforce its federal mask mandate on public transportation after a federal judge in Florida overturned the mandate, calling it unlawful. Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw says studies have shown COVID-19 is not spread on planes.
The airlines have shown study after study after study that shows that their HEPA filters filtrate 99% of particulates. It's just not where we were getting the virus. It wasn't on airplanes. It was safe to travel. And look, it's just time that the science caught up with our common sense.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. The Biden administration is set to eliminate conscience protections for medical workers implemented during the Trump administration. The political website Politico saying officials may propose the rule change as soon as the end of April. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.